This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And how...
Oh.
We can take one stop off the quarterback carousel.
Yes!
Sam Darnold has a home. Sam Darnold is going to the Seattle Seahawks on a three-year deal worth up to $110.5 million. With, let me get the guarantees.
Same goes.
Including just $55 million guaranteed, according
to
that.
So that's 35 or so a year? 36? How'd you say 110?
110.
100, yeah, so it's like 36 years.
So a couple of thoughts on this. Number one, after we signed off on Friday night, the news came down of Seattle trading Geno Smith to the Las Vegas Raiders. And it opens Seattle up as a destination for Sam Darnold. There are a few thoughts I have on how it impacts the local teams. The fact that the Vikings let Sam go, which I think is the wise decision, could mean one of two things. A, they believe in J.J. McCarthy, and J.J. is going to be elevated to their starting quarterback, or they're more in play for a one-year rental, such as Aaron Rodgers, a guy linked to the Giants.
Or former New York Giant. Daniel Jones.
Or they could bring back Daniel Jones.
So, I mean,
very true.
This is an interesting offseason for Daniel Jones because Minnesota obviously is an option. If I was Daniel Jones, I would go compete in Indianapolis because I think I can win that job with Shane Steichen. And remember Shane Steichen with Jalen Hurts in Philadelphia? It was a running able quarterback, but also one you wanted to push the ball in the field. And Daniel can do all that stuff.
Yeah.
So it fits his MO, and you know you can, not necessarily know, but you think you can probably beat out Anthony Richardson. The difference is it's not a guaranteed starting job. You're competing for that job.
I think I'd stay in Minnesota with the thinking being kind of similar to what you said. I can beat out J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah, but you're never going to be the future.
That's okay. Look what happened to Sam. I'd use Sam as an inspiration. Kevin O'Connell will get the most out of me. I'll put up a great year. I'll have a chance to win. And then some football team's going to give me $100 million the following year.
Right.
You know, I thought about it after the trade was made of Geno, because it's so funny with this quarterback carousel. It impacts everybody. Like, one move changes everything.
Yep.
So Geno gets traded. Now Seattle's linked to Sam. That's why this news today about Darnold isn't completely shocking. And it opened up the Vikings to Aaron Rodgers, which is what Lukey predicted, of Rodgers going to Minnesota. And I never took it seriously. No offense to your prediction. I just didn't think it was going to happen. And as that opening has now occurred, I started to give it thought, and I'm surprised how much it pisses me off. Like, it surprises me.
Right.
Because I hated the Rodgers-Favre comparisons. It bothered me. I didn't like it. I still don't like it. But if Aaron Rodgers goes to Minnesota and basically says, I want to be Brett Favre, that just annoys me.
Yeah.
And it would cause me to irrationally root against the Vikings this year when I don't even care about the Vikings.
True, but it has nothing to do with your team. So ultimately, you'd forget about it.
You think
right?
so?
Who cares?
I don't know, man.
They're in the NFC. They're not related to you at all. The only way you're going to see them, I don't know what their schedule. I don't think they're on their schedule this year. As if you're in the Super Bowl, by some miracle.
Yeah, miracle.
It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. Yeah, they are playing the NFC South next season, so there would be no game against Minnesota. You're right, but I'm a fan, and the thing about being a fan is we're irrational.
Yes.
And Aaron Rodgers turning literally into Brett Favre would just piss me off. But we'll get to all the football. The show rolls on. Every time there's big breaking news, you'll hear the glass break. And obviously, the Gerrit Cole situation causing major tension amongst Yankee fans. We'll get your calls, 888-808-1019. Rich is in Brick, New Jersey. Good afternoon, Rich.
Hey, guys. How's it going today? I know I'm annoyed. Well, Tiki, I thought you liked me. You want him to go to the Colts? That's my team. No, thanks. I'll pass on. Thank you.
I'm just talking about competing, man. Just go somewhere and compete.
Yeah, okay. Have you seen the Giants with him on the field? No, thanks.
The problem is he can't stay healthy. That's his biggest issue. It's what he's going to fight in free
agency. Pretty much. Now, getting back to my Yankees. The reason why I'm annoyed is because along with that, forearm injury, I have a strong suspicion that the Yankees and Cole knew about this since the end of last season. Something wasn't right, the whole Tanaka thing. Mm-hmm. I'm going to pitch through it because of the fact that, hey, we got Soto for 1 year. I'm not sitting now. My time is limited. We got to win now. And the telltale sign of...
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That was Max Fried. They went after him, lock, stock, and barrel with expediency. I mean, we got to get him in order to, in case something does go south, in case he does have to have the surgery. Why did they even let him fire up? Probably because of the fact that Cole wanted to, to see if he can avoid it. Then when they said, this isn't working, now we're going to go for the surgery. And it's selfish to an extent. He's a bulldog, don't get me wrong.
Right.
But
you also...
They could have had that new surgery with the brace.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, but if you're Gerrit Cole and the Yankees, let's just assume that they knew that something was off and it just was never reported because it didn't show itself in how he was playing. Don't you have to do that? Try to go win a World Series in real time, knowing that you might not get another shot?
Yeah.
So I hear what you're saying, and it sucks for now 2025, but at the end of the 2024 season, if somebody told me, dude, you're jacked up, you can compromise yourself, but you have a chance to win the World Series, all right, let's go. And I actually respect that. if that was necessarily the case. Now, we don't know that that was the case, but assuming that it was,
no.
I don't see why there's anything wrong with that.
No, there isn't. I think this is pretty straightforward. Gerrit Cole, who has thrown a ton of innings in his major league career, I always called him the most reliable starter in baseball, and I called him that because he was.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, the innings and the age caught up to him, and he was hurt. And the doctors examined him, and they deemed shut down, rest, wait, you can pitch. And they cleared him to pitch, and he pitched. And he wasn't the same Gerrit Cole, but he was still pretty good.
Right.
Right? Then the World Series happens. We know how it ends. The offseason happens. I'm sure Cole's being very careful. And I'm sure Brian Cashman, as a responsible general manager, says, I'm going to rely on Gerrit Cole, but back of my mind, maybe he isn't the most reliable starter in baseball anymore because of the innings, because of the first kind of tear of an injury.
Right.
But I don't think they knew anything. I don't think Cole knew anything. I think it was he was deemed healthy enough to pitch. He pitched in spring training the other day, and shame on all of us because he got bombed. And not one of us said, hey, should we be concerned about that? And maybe we did the right thing because a lot of guys get bombed in spring training. Edwin Diaz's first performance wasn't very good. Were we freaking out about it? He bounced back a little bit yesterday. Like, it doesn't necessarily mean you're hurt. Are you mad at yourself, Sean, for not screaming the alarm bells when the Twins were hitting them?
Yes. You know why? Because I think I didn't want to believe. And also, the Yankees have had so many other injuries that I think I just went back to he was fine ultimately last year, and he was working on stuff, right? Spring training pitchers work on stuff. That's right. What I assumed.
I agree. Wrong.
And I think the only thing, we should have looked at the stats.
Yeah.
Like, what's he topping out at? Like, what's he not able to get over the plate? Like, what's wrong with it?
And I'm not sure if anything told us the story other than the next day, him waking up and his elbow barking. But as the season went last year, he was pitching better. He pitched pretty damn good in the postseason as a whole. So I don't think there's anything like kind of crazy or malicious here. Guys get hurt. And it sucks, man, especially starting pitchers. And I'll tell you right now. So yesterday I was down in Florida. And I was kind enough, the Mets were kind enough. Oh, I spoke to Pete Alonso. You'll hear about that a little bit later on. Mark Vientos, Darryl Strawberry. And I ran into David Stearns.
Hmm.
And the first thing I said to David, is, did you read my book? And he politely said, nah. And then I looked at him and I said, boy, with this Cole stuff, I see why you never want to give a starting pitcher a long-term contract. And like, he didn't confirm that's the case, but we had a conversation about it. And clearly, his philosophy is, yeah,
right.
It's concerning. And the Yankees had concern because remember, Gerrit Cole opted out. And I don't want anyone getting this story twisted because it got twisted before free agency and I don't want to get it twisted after the fact. Gerrit Cole opted out of his deal with the Yankees having the ability to tack on a year. And you remember what the Yankees said to Gerrit Cole?
Yeah, no thanks.
They said no. They were right. Cashman was right.
So maybe they did know.
Cole, that I don't think they knew. I think it's just he's 34 years old.
True, but
he's coming off an injury.
No, you're right, but Cole, maybe they did know.
Cole was the one, him and Scott Boras, who decided to rescind the opt-out and just stick with the current contract. So let's not act like Brian Cashman had the ability to throw Gerrit Cole to the curb this past season. He sort of did, but then Cole and Boras said, all right, we're going to stick with the original contract.
Right. Right.
I don't think they knew
because
he
was... they could have walked, right?
Gerrit Cole had the ability, once he opted out and the Yankees said no to tacking on the 10th year, to enter free agency. And I don't know what he would have gotten in free agency.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.